What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul, and you're tuned in to Mama K's Place. And I want to say welcome back to all my OGs and welcome home to all the new family. Okay, so check me out, y'all. We are officially kicking off the chakra series, okay? And I know a lot of my OGs love when I get into the chakras. We're going to go ahead and get, you know, the newbies, the new fam into this journey with us, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and start with our root chakra. This segment is specifically dedicated to our root chakra, all right? And if you have not been able to check out the episode where we discussed what exactly the chakras are, they are literally energy fields. I would advise you guys to go back maybe like 2 or 3 episodes. It's called the chakra series, the intro. I want y'all to go listen to that and then come back, okay? And if you already have, shout out to you, okay? So I want you guys to go ahead and pull out your journals, your blue pen. If you have not copped a journal from me yet, baby, go ahead, you know, tap in and let's get you right, okay? So first things first, we are talking about the root chakra. It is represented by the color red, okay? This is our first chakra. It is the located at the base of the spine. So this chakra, this is the, of course, the base. This is our foundation for all of the chakras. So this is our survival, the security that we may or may not feel. This is our chakra that is our safety, our connection to God, to source, to the universe, to the Most High. Okay, this is a great starting point for if you are wanting to get into alignment, if you are wanting to get yourself grounded, if you are wanting to figure out, you know, how to be able to get unstuck, or if you've been feeling disconnected. I'm about to put y'all on game, okay? So please know that without this being balanced, none of your other chakras can be balanced, okay? This is your roots. The roots of a plant must be nurtured, must be taken care of, or it's not going to grow, right? So I want you guys to make sure that you do spend time loving on this chakra before you get into your others, okay? This chakra connects to your spirituality with your bloodline. So it begins forming before you even see the world. All right, all of your ancestors' ups and downs, your mom, your dad, those seeds that they sown, they were carried down through the roots. All right, so some of our ancestors and our parents, they went through pain, they went through suffering, and you can inherit it through the root and through your root chakra. And sometimes you could feel like the emotions, or, you know, random strife that really ain't even yours, you know, and it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that sometimes we have to go within the spirit, because all dis-ease begins in the spirit before it manifests into the physical. So what I want to help you guys do is heal and get proactive, so that we can connect with ourselves. So some signs that you might have a blocked root chakra is going to look like, you know, maybe you feel poor about your body image, or, you know, you feel stuck where you are currently. You're having like consistent financial issues, or like a cycle of financial issues. You feel very ungrounded and disconnected from self, or insecure about yourself, or just unsure, anxious, very fearful. Emotionally, you're like all over the place. One minute you here, one minute you feel loved, one minute you loving, one minute you not, one minute you feel happy, one minute you feel sad, next minute you angry, next minute you thinking about this and overthinking into a rabbit hole. It's blocked, okay? Maybe you start projects and you never finish them. They're all scattered all over the place. Your root chakra is needing some attention, okay? So when it's balanced, it'll look like, you know, you feel at peace in the world, you feel stable, you feel grounded, you're able to focus, whether it just be focusing on your goals, focusing on a current situation that you're working on, focusing on a conversation. You know, sometimes it's hard for people to even be able to focus on conversation, but when it's balanced, you'll be able to do that. You have a sense of belonging, a sense of worthiness. You know, you have that drive in you to really live. And I don't mean just like wake up every day, but really actually live your life. And if you hear my son, I'm sorry, I'm in the studio, but clearly he don't care. So that being said, just pay no attention to it, okay? You know, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. But anyways, you know, also when it's balanced, you have healthy survival instincts, you know, like, you know that everything is okay. You know that you're going to be all right. You are able to make something shake, make something happen. All of your basic needs are met and you feel very supported, loved, and stable, right? And I want to let you guys know that, you know, worrying definitely blocks your root chakra. And I know it's easier said than done. Don't worry, have faith, pray. You know, it's very much easier said than done, right? But when we stop worrying, we allow the universe to do its thing, okay? So just remember that. And please don't think that there's anything wrong with you. And I also want to let you guys know that, you know, maybe when you were young, you know, some people went through situations and circumstances where their needs weren't met, you know. Maybe you've had, your parents were not able to, you know, feed you all the time. Sometimes maybe you went to bed hungry. Or sometimes maybe your lights had been turned off or water turned off, you know. Sometimes you weren't sure if you needed to save your meal, you know, or just be able to really actually enjoy it because not all of your basic needs were always met. And I don't want to say that, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, just blame your parents for everything. We got to remember that our parents were young too, and that's something that I had to take into consideration myself on this journey, right? You know, sometimes some people had to wear dirty clothes to school. You know, sometimes you had to parent yourself, you know? Maybe your parents were really just young having you, and, you know, you built up the trauma from having to parent yourself or even parent your own parent, you know. You know, if you had to live in an environment where, you know, shout out to the firstborns, you know, especially the firstborn daughters, if you had to step up and become responsible early, sometimes that can affect your root chakra, you know, like you're always having to take care of things and your inner child wasn't able to be nurtured properly, you know. And I want you guys to know that your inner child is always and forever there. That inner child is always and forever connected to you. You have to be able to grow and connect. Once you start disconnecting from self, or once you start you know, just forgetting about that child, it continues to hinder you, okay? And if you do want to do like some one-on-one shadow work or meditation so that I can help you with healing your inner child, please let me know. Or if you need to join the Patreon for our meditation sessions or group sessions, that is absolutely available to you, okay? So that being said, you know, if your needs were not met constantly, then as you grow up, you're always in the mode of survival. You're always in the mode of needing to be stable, needing to protect yourself and things like that. And that inner child is always scared that, oh my God, I'm going to lose everything. Oh my God, the lights are going to be off. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to eat the next meal. I got to do this. I got to do that. And that's not how life is supposed to be. Forget any and everything that you were ever taught. We are not meant to be struggling or worrying all the time. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue. So we can have an overactive and an underactive chakra, right? So if you have an overactive root chakra, you are very anxious. Okay, people that are overactive, they tend to have very bad anxiety, or you know, all their decisions are based simply off of fear, you know, fear of not having enough, fear of not being able to survive, not doing certain things because you feel like you're not gonna be able to make it, or you don't believe or have faith that you know, you're gonna be provided for, right? An overactive root chakra also looks like being hopeless and very depressed, questioning your life, you know, questioning love, even questioning your career. It also looks like being aggressive very often, or overeating. People tend to overeat because they don't know, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to eat my next meal, you know. Or they become so frustrated with finding happiness in material objects and outward success. You guys, when we are focused on chasing materialistic things, it hinders us. It's not good for us. A lot of people can have so many things in the world, but they're genuinely still not happy, and they still continue to chase these material things, continue to chase this success. And I know, like, yes, we want to be successful. We are worthy of having lavish things, high quality things. We are worthy of living in abundance and being wealthy and prosperous. Absolutely. It is your birthright. Okay. And I want you to know that. But when you become frustrated, and your happiness is strictly in material objects and outward success, that is a sign that you will have an overactive root chakra, okay? Maybe you always want something, but you're never satisfied. Y'all ever met somebody that is always wanting something, but, you know, you can give them everything, but they're never satisfied? Their root chakra is overactive. Or they have like a limited focus, or maybe a truly deep focus on being able to survive. Also, you know, focused on their outer appearance. You know, if you define your success or the success of others by the collection of material things, that energy center is overactive, baby. And I mean that. Or maybe you know somebody that is heavy into hoarding or overindulging, like overeating, overshopping. Yeah, that is an overactive root chakra. People that are into chasing money or material security, you know, that they don't even show gratitude for what they already have, what is already in their face. You know, the love, the friendships that they already have. You'll miss the beauty of life by not being able to truly be grateful for the things that you have already been blessed with. You will miss the beauty by being in survival mode, okay? So those are ways to see that you have an overactive root chakra, okay? So an underactive root chakra, these type of people are very fearful, disconnected, you know, just completely, they could be in a room full of people and still feel alone. You know, maybe they're very much underweight. They don't, you know, like to eat at all, or maybe they have financial difficulties, or they can't get organized. This is how I knew when my root chakra was underactive was I couldn't seem to organize my thoughts. I couldn't seem to organize my papers, you know, like even poor concentration. I would begin something and I couldn't focus on it till the end. Sometimes I still have my moments and then I'm like, okay, you know, like that's my spirit talking to me. Let me get right. Okay. An underactive root chakra also looks like being neglectful of yourself, or unusually passive, you know, or a homebody strictly due to being sad, you know, or having trouble with your boundaries, letting people walk all over your boundaries, distancing yourself from your relatives. Those are signs of an underactive root. Now I want you guys to listen to these physical symptoms, and then I am going to give you some ways that we are going to heal this for you. Too easy, baby. You know I got you. And I have journal prompts so that you can write in your journal, talk to spirit. You can be able to get it out on paper and work with healing your root, okay? So the physical symptoms look like, you know, you have difficulty sleeping, or maybe you feel very sluggish. It also can manifest as colon issues, bladder issues, panic attacks, low self-esteem, pain or stiffness in your legs and feet, cramping, lower back problems, having inflammation, prostate issues, and eating disorders. Okay, so those are ways that it manifests in the physical. All right. If you see like the emotional aspect that I gave you those symptoms before, you know, you can work on them before they manifest physically, you know, because we don't want to hurt ourselves and let that dis-ease manifest in different parts of our body, in our everyday routines. Okay. So go ahead and I'm going to let you guys maybe like write like a bullet. Okay, so this is how we're going to heal it. So some foods that you can eat to heal your root chakra. And I want to say, like, when you eat your food, eat with intention. When you drink your water, drink with intention, you know, speak into it. It might sound crazy, but it's not. For my people that are awake and aware, like, speak to your foods. Do everything with intention of healing yourself, or attracting love, light, peace, wealth into your life. Okay, so the foods would be tomatoes, cherries, red apples, strawberries, raspberries, peppers, beets, red onions, red potatoes. You know, make you a nice meal. Get your red potatoes, get your red onions, your peppers. Okay, dress that meal up, fill it up with healing for yourself, right? Put on some good music and whip it up, okay? Also, so we got the foods out the way. Basically, red foods that are actually good for you, not no red dyes, none of that stuff, okay? Next, you can do some pelvic and lower back exercises. You can do Pilates. You can dance. If you follow me on the gram, y'all know I love to dance, okay? You can go running. You can go hiking, you know? Ground yourself. Connect with the earth. Touch the grass. Swim in a lake or at the beach, okay? Get in tune and in touch with everything that the universe has provided for us, everything that God has created for us, all right? Do meditations. If you need a one-on-one, I am accepting new bookings for meditations. So just go ahead and let me know. If you're not following the Instagram, follow, or Facebook, it's at Mama K's Place, okay? Just like the title of the podcast. Also on Twitter, follow at Mama K's Place, okay? Hit me up in the DMs. Let me know that you would like to book a one-on-one session, okay? Also, another way of healing your chakra is sound vibrations. And oils, like, and these are the oils specifically for your root. So ginger, lavender, frankincense, myrrh, peppermint, and sandalwood. These are all very great, okay? And I want you to go ahead and write these affirmations down for me. Number one, okay, I am stable, secure, and loved. Number two, all of my basic needs are being met daily in the most perfect ways with ease. Okay, the next one, I am safe. I am safe. The next one is, I love my body. I trust life. And last but not least, I am successful. Give yourself some time to work on those, okay? Say these to yourself frequently. When you start feeling down, when you start feeling out, look at yourself in the mirror and say these things. When you wake up in the morning, do not jump on social media. Get into your affirmations, write in your journal, get into prayer, get into stretching, disconnect from social media and connect to yourself in spirit. So many people overlook how important it is to connect first thing in the morning. That blue light on your phone is not helping, okay? And now we're going to get into the journal prompts. So you can, if y'all need to, you could just rewind a little bit. I'm going to read the journal prompt questions, give you some time. And then you could take your time after this and answer the questions, okay? So, or, you know, take you a nice hot shower, bath, stretch, and then take the time after, you know, especially my parents, take the time to connect with yourself. Relax, light you some candles, some incense. You know, if you want to light a joint, you could do that too. Okay, so question number one, do you trust yourself? Part two of question number one, do you trust others or life? And part three of question number one is why or why not? So the full question is, do you trust yourself? Do you trust others or life? Why or why not? Take the time to really think about those questions and write whatever comes to your head, okay? This is the shadow work. This is going to help us with evolving together. Question number two. Write a deep love letter to your beautiful body, okay? Use your affirmations that make you feel loved, safe, and supported. I'm telling y'all, when I write letters to myself, I really be going all in. Like, girl, I love you. Like, you know, like, I think you're beautiful. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am powerful. I am so well taken care of. I love this, this, and that about myself. I love this, this, and like, just go all in. Nobody should be reading or touching your journals anyways, okay? So those are your journal prompts. Take that time for yourself, okay? And now I'm going to go ahead and close this session out. But before we go, I want you guys to go ahead and do some deep mindful breaths with me. So on a count of three, I want you to breathe in through your nose. And we're going to hold that breath tight and close to our chest, to our heart. And we're going to blow it out through our nose when I tell you to release. Okay? And when you do these breaths, I want you to breathe in through your nose. And as you breathe in, allow your stomach to expand as if you are breathing in air into a balloon. And when you release out through your mouth, you are going to blow away all of the limiting beliefs, the doubts, the insecurities that you don't tell people about. And I want your stomach to allow the balloon to deflate, okay? So, one, two, three, in through your nose. Hold it. And out through your mouth. Deep breath in hold it and out through your mouth deep breath in. Hold it. And out through your mouth. You have done an amazing job. And if you have become aware that your root chakra is blocked, that it needs love, now you're aware. Now you're getting ahead of the game. I'm proud of you for being here. I'm proud of you for being here to the end. I love you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. If you would like to join the Patreon is open and accepting members. All right. Membership starts at $10.10. And you will have access to meditations, private one-on-one sessions, depending on how many the membership that you subscribe to. That'll determine how many you get a month. Allow yourself to join a village. Grow, network, connect with other people as well as myself, okay? I thank you so much for being here. I hope that you were able to grow and gain something from this knowledge, from this message. And I ask that you take the time to show love to three people. Let them know how grateful you are for them today, how amazing that they are to you. And have an amazing rest of your day, all right? Let me know where you're listening from. Screenshot, tag me, post this on your story, on your Facebook timeline, Twitter, wherever you connect it from. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. And I will talk to you real soon. Mama K is out, babe.